Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
New evidence proves that wolves living along the British Columbia's central coast eat salmon. Until recently, scientists didn't know wolves ate salmon. Wolves, it was thought, lived on an exclusive diet of deer and other terrestrial animals. But evidence gathered by a University of Victoria graduate student, Chris Darmont, this summer and fall, proves that wolves living along British Columbia's central coast, wolves thought to be morphologically, behaviorally, and ecologically distinct from their interior cousins, also eat chum and pink salmon, thousands of them, and as many as 20 in 1 hour. They also eat mussels, clams, and barnacles. The wolves watch the salmon like seasoned anglers, following their every move. Then in one swift and lethal move, they plant all 4 feet firmly in the water and strike. And 4 times out of 10, says Darmont's research, they catch something. Sometimes they'll eat the fish right then and there, but often as not, they'll carry it ashore, where they'll throw it on the ground, tear off the head, and devour it. The fact that wolves only eat the head is also interesting to Darmont. His research suggests that it may have something to do with the wolf seeking out nutrients present only in the salmon's head, or that the rest of the body carries a parasite toxic to wolves. No one really knows. But they do eat the whole head, including the jaw and mouth. Nothing is left of it when the wolf has finished. Walking along one of the 6 salmon streams where Darmont has studied coastal wolves this year, you see evidence of their fishing prowess everywhere. There are carcasses every few meters along the water's edge, all in varying stages of decomposition, and all decapitated as neatly as if the cuts had been made with a guillotine. Sometimes people look at what's left and say, "What a waste," Darmont says, but it isn't, because the salmon feeds the whole forest. Every part of it is used by something somewhere. Salmon provide rainforests with nitrogen, he explains. Bears, and it now turns out wolves, bring the salmon ashore, eat part of it, and then leave the rest for small birds and insects to eat, digest, and ultimately excrete all over the forest floor. Every part of it is used, Darmont says. Even though science has only found out about them, chances are that fishing wolves have been around since life dawned on the coast. They are undoubtedly an integral part of the ecosystem. Darmont has spent the whole summer in this coastal archipelago observing packs of fishing wolves, in addition to collecting their fur and feces and analyzing it for its contents. Wolf scats have to be collected by hand from 10 islands and an adjacent mainland area over an area of roughly 2,500 square kilometers, and that takes hundreds of hours in weather of every kind. The salmon runs start in August and continue abundantly until mid-October, says Darmont. Unlike coastal bears, which gorge on salmon in preparation for hibernation, wolves are physiologically unable to store large reserves of fat. What salmon does is provide them with an opportunity to fill up on a food supply that, unlike deer, doesn't fight back. Darmont has observed and recorded 6 individual wolf packs that rely to some extent on marine life for their diet. He has also identified 6 denning sites within the coastal archipelago. Of concern to him is that several of these sites are in unprotected forest valleys earmarked for logging. Road construction has already begun in some areas, and logging is due to start soon. It concerns conservationists, too. That's why the Rainforest Conservation Society Project Director Ian McAllister wants the government to recognize rainforest wolves as a globally unique and deserving of special recognition in land use plans. It's frustrating that we're just learning so much about this unique wildlife population. We continue to lose so much rainforest habitat to industrial logging, says McAllister. Also, no special hunting license is needed for these wolves to be hunted legally. Darmont and Paquet have already approached Western Forest Products about the possibility of protecting one of the denning sites with a 2,000-meter buffer zone. 200 meters have been agreed to, but negotiations are continuing. This story by Ian McAllister of the Vancouver Sun. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come